KSRN News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is telling his U.S. envoys not to go to Pakistan to resume talks with Iran.
President Donald Trump says he has told U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to not go to Pakistan for more talks with Iran. Trump tells Fox News they can call us anytime they want. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi met in Pakistan with the country's army chief on Saturday about what Araghchi calls Iran's red lines for negotiations. Araghchi said Tehran would engage in indirect talks, meeting with Pakistan, until a result is achieved. Iranian officials have openly asked how they can trust the U.S. after talks last year and early this year over Tehran's nuclear program ended with it being attacked by the U.S. and Israel. I'm Donna Water.
Sticker shock at the pump. It's nationwide reality since the war with Iran started, but worst of all in some Democrat-controlled states.
A lot of these, this is just blue state stupidity that they pay so much for gas.
Economist Steve Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity tells the Salem Radio Network some of those states actually have a lot of untapped energy resources.
New York has a lot of oil, too. I mean, they are the Utica Shale, which Pennsylvania drills to get money. The idiot New Yorkers in Albany, the lawmakers, won't allow the drilling. In Pennsylvania, they're drilling horizontally under New York and taking out all their oil.
The war continues to inflict financial pain for Iran as well.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says U.S. naval blockade is choking the Iranian economy, especially the IRGC, by pushing Kharj Island oil facilities toward shutdown and freezing regime funds abroad. The U.S. Treasury is intensifying pressure by freezing regime funds and sanctioning entities involved in covert trade and finance.
Ron Taylor reporting. This is SRN News. A new poll on President Trump and faith.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they think that Mr. Trump stands up for their religious beliefs. 51% of white Catholics feel the same, as do 46% of white mainline Protestants. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion are the least likely to say they think the president is standing up for their spiritual beliefs. Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Freedom reports that despite some small improvements in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba are still bleak. The commission says the Cuban government maintains its comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or belief, under which religious leaders and communities are continually harassed and threatened. This is SRN News. There is a lot of buzz in Washington about a new project at the White House.
Melania Trump is growing the White House honey program. The First Lady says she's added a beehive in the shape of the White House to two other beehives first put on the South grounds in 2009. The White House says in peak summer months, the bee population can reach 70,000, producing more than 200 pounds of honey in a year. The new hive could increase that by about 30 pounds. Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla are coming to the White House next week. They are supporters of beekeeping. The White House uses the honey the bees produce to prepare meals, as official gifts, and in donations to food kitchens. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Visually impaired runners in London are using AI-powered smart glasses to support marathon training in everyday life. The glasses combine real-time audio cues with guide runners and other support tools. More details at srnnews.com.